Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Welcome to the Era of Orbital Publicity Stunts by Jonathan Keats. Space graffiti. Objects placed in orbit for the sole purpose of being seen from Earth. In January, a company called Rocket Lab secretly added an extra point of light to the night sky. Dubbed the Humanity Star, it was a faceted carbon fiber sphere parked in low Earth orbit, designed to twinkle as it caught the sun's rays, thus creating a shared experience for everyone on the planet. Astronomers were not amused. Some saw it as a publicity stunt, confirming their worst fears about private spaceflight. What's next, they fumed. Billboards in space? 2 weeks later, Elon Musk's SpaceX launched a Tesla Roadster into solar orbit. Others called it vandalism. The epithet that stuck was space graffiti. In truth, the Humanity Star posed no real threat to astronomy, and it soon fell out of orbit as planned. But the image of a giant disco ball hung in the firmament, that icon of humanity at its silliest and most joyful, raised questions that won't go away. Why are we indignant over an orbiting objet d'art, but not over, say, yet another TV satellite? Are science and commerce the only legitimate pursuits off-planet? And who gets to decide? Perhaps it's time to drop the po-faced solemnity about our final frontier. Exploits like the Tesla shot may be just public tagging by attention-hungry moguls, but some space graffiti may find a place, like terrestrial graffiti, as a valid form of expression. It wouldn't be any stranger than disco making a comeback.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.